Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Kate.
Kate says, hello, I recently found out that a few select schools accept the GMAT in addition to your LSAT score. I took the GMAT a few years ago while still in college when it looked like the path for me was to end up in business school. And I did well, 710. I have a strong undergrad GPA, 3.9, and good work experience, but my October LSAT was a 166, which no longer puts me as a competitive applicant for top schools. Would it be worth supplementing my application to the schools that accept it with my GMAT, or am I better off just retaking the LSAT in January? She's already applied.
Oh, geez, she's already applied.
Yeah. Sorry, Kate, but neither of us are happy that you've already applied. We think that you should nail down your LSAT, then apply. Yeah. How many schools accept the GMAT? I thought that more schools were accepting the GRE.
Yeah, I haven't seen the GMAT on the 509 reports. I mean, they're probably there if schools are accepting it. But I think given the fact that you already have an LSAT on record, which is going to live large in their minds, right, compared to the GMAT. And is it even the case that if they have an LSAT, they have to report that instead? I don't know the rules behind that. But if I think now that you have an LSAT on record, you're going to need to make that better with another LSAT. Maybe they can choose. Can they choose? That would be interesting if they could choose between your two tests in terms of which one they report.
I don't know. I'm looking at the Harvard 509. Harvard breaks down 57 enrolled students at Harvard Law School who are there with a GRE score. They don't break out GMAT scores. Maybe Harvard is not one of the schools that accepts GMAT. I'd have to look at the 509 for schools that do accept GMAT. Do we even know what schools those are?
Okay, well, I'm just searching for GMAT and LSAT, and what is this? This is a video on YouTube from 9 months ago. It's with the Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid at the UC Berkeley School of Law. And the question of the video is, should you take the LSAT, GRE, or GMAT? UC Berkeley Law Dean of Admissions gives her recommendation.
Interesting. You can go find that resource. I have a feeling they're going to say the LSAT. I mean, the Berkeley's 509 breaks out LSAT and GRE, but again, nothing about the GMAT.
Yeah.
If you can do well on the GMAT, I don't see any reason why you can't do well on the LSAT. 166 is a pretty good score, but I think you can do better. You should, Kate, be retaking it in November. But you did what so many people do, which is you register for a single test, you wait for your score to come back, then you think about what you're going to do from there. The plan really needs to be, I'm happy with my practice test scores. I'm going to take this test and the next test if necessary, and the next test if necessary, and the next test if necessary, until I get a score that reflects my practice test record. Unfortunately, that's just not what people do in real life. They register for one test and then they wait. And that's why we end up dragging out, you know, people drag this out for 2 or 3 years because they do like a start and stop thing, instead of just being fully prepared for their first attempt, which, Kate, maybe you were fully prepared for your first attempt and you just had a bad day. That's fine. But I really wish you were taking it in November and January and February, you know, and until you get a score that reflects what you're really capable of.
Yep.
I hope that's helpful, Kate. Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.